Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Thursday of the 32nd week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we further consider Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 86. Question 86. Since, then, we are redeemed from our misery by grace through Christ, without any merit of ours, why must we do good works? Because Christ, having redeemed us by his blood, also renews us by his Holy Spirit after his own image, that with our whole life we show ourselves thankful to God for his blessing, and that he being glorified through us, then also that we ourselves may be assured by our faith, by the fruits thereof, and by our godly walk win also others to Christ. When one plants an apple tree, one eventually expects to find apples hanging from the branches. When one moves tomato plants from the greenhouse to the garden, one eventually expects a crop of tomatoes. When one plants strawberry plants in the shade of the house, one expects that someday they will pick strawberries. And when the expected fruits are not forthcoming, one has a decision to make. For while the apple tree may offer shade in spite of being barren, tomato and strawberry plants by themselves are mostly useless and worthy only of being pulled, dried, and composted or burned. In like manner, when the saving grace of God in Christ is planted in a Christian's heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, certain fruit is expected. Barrenness is unacceptable. Unholy fruit is unacceptable. Only one kind of fruit is to be produced by a believer who has been grafted into Christ Jesus, the fruit of good works, the fruit of biblical works, of deeds done in faith and service to the God who has saved us and promised us life everlasting. As Jesus teaches clearly in John 15, verses 1 through 5, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Truly, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. But in Jesus, as we abide in him and trust in Jesus we can and do bear much fruit. We bear the fruit of righteousness, which is found primarily in our good works, in our obedience to our Lord, in producing that which brings him glory. As Paul echoes in Colossians 1 verse 10, we are to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. All of this is by faith, as we trust in the vine to whom we have been grafted, but also we find our fruit gives us the assurance of faith. As Jesus teaches in Matthew 7, by the fruit we shall know the tree, whether diseased or healthy, whether good or bad. If we are bearing the fruits of righteousness, it is a sure sign that we are in Christ and he is in us. It is a confirmation of our faith. As James reminds us, in James 2, verse 18, someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. And while we realize that our full assurance is found in the immutable promises of God, and not in our own imperfect faith, we rejoice that as we are being conformed to the image of Christ, we can see the work of the Holy Spirit in us, as the bad fruit more and more falls to the ground, and the good fruit emerges, as we reflect our Savior in our good works, to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.